KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Abortion battles between the states starting to heat up now.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
The Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital that Congress extend those Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
Alfredo Ortiz with Job Creators Network was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Government officials are responding now to questions about mysterious drone sightings over a pair of northeastern states. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers, and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The U.S. isn't the only country grappling with the issue of transgenderism. Michael Harrington has a report.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Gooey will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Gooey, who is a Christian, wrote, quote, "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. This is SRN News. TikTok has challenged a Canadian government order to shut down the Chinese video sharing app's business operations in the country that was imposed over the national security concerns.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Apple CEO Tim Cook, the latest big tech leader, to pay a visit to Mar-a-Lago.
Trump has said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. That was after Apple lost its last appeal to avoid paying 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.